verses of the Bible that we will see below can restart your life. That is why we gather in this sacred space, united by the Word of God and the desire to renew our lives through His eternal teaching. Today we will explore together the verses of the Holy Scriptures that have the power to transform our lives, to restart our path, and to guide us towards a more fulfilling existence in the presence of the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. This verse invites us to prioritize our relationship with God and His will above our material needs. God knows our needs before we ask Him, and when we seek His kingdom and live according to His precepts, He will provide what we need. It is a call to trust in divine providence and to live with a higher purpose. Story of Solomon and divine wisdom. Solomon, son of David, ascended to the throne with humility and fear of God. In Gibeon, God offered him anything he wished for, and Solomon, foregoing earthly desires, asked for wisdom to govern his people. Pleased by his request, God granted him unparalleled wisdom and, in addition, wealth and honor. Solomon's life teaches us that by seeking first the kingdom of God, everything else will be given to us in addition. Brothers and sisters, like Solomon, let us be wise in what we ask for. May our prayers reflect a heart that seeks God above everything. Trust that He will take care of you and will provide for you in all areas of your lives. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that to those who love God, all things work together for good. That is, to those who are called according to His purpose. This verse assures us that for those who love God and are called according to His purpose, all things, even difficulties, work together for their good. It does not mean that everything that happens to us is good, but that God can use all situations for our growth and to fulfill His plan in our lives. Story of Joseph and divine providence. Joseph, betrayed and sold as a slave, faced injustices and imprisonment. However, he kept his faith in God. In the end, he was elevated to a position of power in Egypt and used his authority to save many people, including his family, from the famine. The story of Joseph shows us how God can turn adverse situations into blessings and fulfill His purpose through them. Beloved, even in trials, keep your faith firm. Know that God is working in your lives, weaving every thread, even the dark and painful ones, into a beautiful tapestry of His grace. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The promise of this verse is renewal and strength for those who put their hope in the Lord. Like eagles that soar high with little effort, those who trust in God will find the strength to overcome obstacles and to persevere without faltering. Story of Elijah and renewed strength. The prophet Elijah, after a great triumph on Mount Carmel, fled to the wilderness, fearing for his life. Exhausted and desperate, he asked God for death. But God did not abandon him. He provided food and rest and strengthened him to continue his mission. Elijah's experience teaches us that even in our lowest moments, God renews us and gives us the strength to move forward. Dear faithful, in moments of weakness and fatigue, remember that the Lord is your strength. Wait on Him, and you will be renewed to face each new day with vigor and hope. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This powerful verse reminds us that our strength does not come from ourselves, but from Christ who lives in us. With Him, we can face any challenge and fulfill the mission that has been entrusted to us. Story of David and Goliath. David, a young shepherd, faced the giant Goliath not with armor or sword, but with faith in God. With a sling and a stone, he brought down the Philistine, demonstrating that there is no giant too big when God is on our side. David's victory over Goliath shows us that in Christ we have the strength to overcome any adversity. brothers and sisters, do not fear the giants in your lives. With Christ, you have the strength to overcome any obstacle. Trust in Him, and you will be able to do everything. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. God called Abram to leave everything known and trust in his guidance. Abram's obedience brought blessings not only to him, but for all future generations. This passage teaches us about faith and obedience to God, and how these can have a transcendental impact. Story of Abraham and the fulfillment of the promise. Abram, called to be Abraham, the father of many nations, obeyed God and left his home. Despite the uncertainty and challenges, including waiting for a child, Abraham trusted in God's promises. His faith was rewarded with the arrival of Isaac, and through his offspring, all nations were blessed. The life of Abraham is an example of how faith and obedience to God can change the course of history. Beloved in faith, be brave like Abraham. Leave behind what holds you back and move forward in faith towards the promises of God. Obedience will open doors of unimaginable blessings. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. This passage teaches us to place our full trust in God and not in our own wisdom or understanding. By acknowledging God in every aspect of our lives, He will guide our steps and lead us on the right path. Story of Joshua and the conquest of Jericho. Joshua, the successor of Moses, faced the challenge of conquering the fortified city of Jericho. Following divine instructions which defied all military logic, Joshua and the people of Israel marched around the city for 7 days. On the seventh day, as the trumpet sounded and the people shouted, the walls of Jericho fell down. The story of Joshua shows us that when we trust and obey God, He can do the impossible. Faithful ones, put your trust in the Lord in every decision and challenge you face. He is faithful to guide you and straighten your paths. Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In the midst of life's chaos and turmoil, this verse invites us to pause and acknowledge God's sovereignty. He is in control and will be glorified throughout the earth. Story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. The prophet Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel to show who was the true God. While the prophets of Baal failed to invoke fire from the sky, Elijah built an altar, surrounded it with water, and prayed to God. Divine fire descended, consuming the altar and demonstrating that Jehovah is the only true God. Elijah's victory teaches us to be still and trust that God will reveal Himself powerfully. Brothers and sisters, in times of uncertainty, seek peace in the presence of God. A guiding beacon to those around us. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus presents himself as the only way to the Father and to eternal life. This verse emphasizes the centrality of Christ in the Christian faith and the importance of following him to find the truth and life. Story of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. An Ethiopian eunuch, reading the book of Isaiah, met Philip, who explained the scriptures to him and spoke to him about Jesus. The eunuch believed and was baptized, thus finding the way to eternal life through Christ. This story illustrates how Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecies and the gate to a relationship with God. Dear congregation, draw near to Jesus, who is the way to the truth and the life. In him, you will find fullness and eternal purpose. Psalms chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is our shepherd, and as such takes care of all our needs. This verse assures us that under his care, we will lack nothing essential for our life and well-being. Story of David the shepherd. David, before being king, was a shepherd of sheep. He experienced God's provision and protection in the field, which allowed him to trust in God as his shepherd. His trust in God guided him through the valleys and mountains of life. The psalm he wrote reflects his complete dependence on God for all needs. Beloved, rest in the assurance that God will provide for you. He is your shepherd, and in him you will find everything you need. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. As followers of Christ, we are called to be light in the darkness, to live in such a way that others may see our good works and glorify God. This verse encourages us to live a life that reflects the character of Christ and to be a visible testimony of their love. Early church history. The early Christians, filled with the Holy Spirit, lived in such a way that they attracted the attention of the world. They shared their possessions, loved one another, and proclaimed the gospel boldly. Their way of life was so distinctive that it could not be ignored and led many to faith in Christ. Brothers and sisters, be beacons of light in your communities. May your lives be a reflection of God's love and grace, attracting others towards him. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. God assures us that he has plans for our welfare and not for our calamity. This verse reminds us that even when we do not understand our circumstances, we can trust that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. History of the restoration of Israel. After the exile in Babylon, the people of Israel felt hopeless and abandoned. However, through the prophet Jeremiah, God promised them a future of hope and restoration. This promise was fulfilled when they were released and returned to their land. The history of Israel teaches us that regardless of difficulties, God has a redemptive plan for his people. Dear brothers and sisters, when you face trials and tribulations, remember that God has a plan for you filled with hope and a future. Trust in him and his promises. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus offers rest to all who are tired and burdened. This verse invites us to come to him with our burdens and worries, and he will give us relief and peace. History of the Great Banquet. In a parable, Jesus described a great banquet to which everyone was invited. Many turned down the invitation, but the host opportunities that he offers you. Beloved, come to Jesus with your weariness and burdens. He is your refuge and rest, and in his presence you will find the peace that your souls long for. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. God promises to transform our hearts, replacing hardness with a heart that is tender and receptive to his will. This verse speaks of the spiritual regeneration that God works in those who turn to him. Story of Nehemiah's renewal. Seeing the ruins of Jerusalem, Nehemiah was deeply moved. But his heart was stirred to action, and with God's help, he led the people in rebuilding the city walls. Nehemiah's determination and the restoration of Jerusalem are examples of the heart change that God can bring about in us. Brothers and sisters, allow God to transform your hearts. He can remove the hardness and give you a new heart filled with his love and grace. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. This verse encourages us to leave the past behind and look toward the future that God has for us. God is doing something new, and we must be watchful and receptive to His work. Story of the New Covenant. Through the prophet Isaiah, God announced that He would make a new covenant with His people, one that would be written on their hearts. This new beginning was fulfilled in Jesus, who established a new covenant in His blood, offering forgiveness and a renewed relationship with God. Dear faithful, do not cling to the past or your mistakes. God is doing something new in your lives. Look forward and embrace the new opportunities He offers them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. In Christ, we are transformed and our lives are renewed. This verse assures us that by joining Christ, we leave behind our old selves and begin a new life in Him. Saul of Tarsus, known for his persecution of Christians, experienced a radical transformation on the road to Damascus. An encounter with the resurrected Jesus completely changed his life, and he became Paul, the apostle to the nations. Paul's conversion is a powerful example of how anyone can be made new in Christ. Brothers and sisters, celebrate the new life you have in Christ. Leave behind the old and live in the reality of your new creation in Him. As we close this time of reflection and learning, let us carry with us not only the knowledge of these verses, but also the experience of having felt them resonate in our souls. May the Word of God be the light on our path, the comfort in our tribulations, and the hope in our hearts. May we leave here not as we arrived, but as new creatures, ready to live according to the divine purpose and to bear witness to His love and grace in the world. May the peace of the Lord be with each and every one of you, today and always. Amen.